Alrighty, Rue, another episode of The Scathing Serpent. I'm Christine.
I'm Christine.
And today, we're going to do something a little interesting.
Could be disastrous.
It could be disastrous. It That's could be fine. Great. It could be great and disastrous. Leave it up to you to decide. So, we thought that it would be interesting, since there are so many fan fictions about Harry Potter.
So many.
Out there, including the great and infamous
My Immortal.
We thought it would be fun to improvise for you today a Snape-centered fan fiction.
Because, fun fact, when we were seniors in college,
yes,
we were in an improv group.
We did, and it was as insufferable as you imagine.
I'm sorry, but the baloney improv was amazing.
It was so much fun, and we've missed it every day since. So
it's true.
We're bringing it back.
Christine, we do improv.
And honestly, I feel like the people who would listen to this are probably the only people who would remember.
Yeah, and they can dig
our
it.
Improv days, and I think that they would find it interesting. So that's for them. And if you don't know, so this would be a form of long form improv. So, and if you don't know, what you do for that is typically you would ask for a suggestion from the audience. And so since we're not recorded in front of a live audience,
nope,
we talked to our friends in our group chat, and we got for a location that Harry is in his bedroom. He's 12 years old. And on the wall, we see a Snape poster.
Yes.
So that's what we're going with.
Mm-hmm.
And take it away.
One gray morning in Hogwarts, Harry woke to look at his bedroom wall. And the first words out of dear little 12-year-old Harry's mouth were, "The fuck is that?" Because on the wall was a picture of none other than his much-loathed potion master, Severus Snape.
And he didn't know where it came from, because, as you may have guessed, Harry did not put that there himself. So what he did was he decided to survey the people in his Gryffindor dormitory, going first to Ron. Ron!
Hiya, Harry.
Where did this beautiful Snape poster come from?
Beautiful? You think it's beautiful?
I was being sarcastic.
Oh, I was gonna say, he's got a bogey coming out of his nose and everything.
Oh, so you don't know where this came from?
Oh, no, I was sleeping. You know, I had Scabbers on my pillow. We had a late night of eating cheese and crackers, and we just fell asleep. It wasn't there when I fell asleep.
Interesting. Do you think Hermione has any idea?
Well, I mean, we could go and ask, but we can't go up the girls' to the girls' dormitory.
We can't go to the girls' dormitory, but we can find her.
Well, but look, there's Dean. We should ask him first.
Let's ask Dean Thomas.
Hi, Harry. You want some bubblegum?
No, thanks, Dean. I just want to know, do you have any idea where this Snape poster came from? Because it just appeared above my bed when I woke up today.
Well, that's weird. You know what? Last night, a poster of Professor McGonagall appeared over my bed.
That's so peculiar.
But you know what? It was actually just a dream I had.
Oh.
Yeah, she was a lot younger, too. It was weird.
Was she hot?
You know, she was.
Wow. Okay. Wait, hold on a second. Maybe you got something going there. Do you think that we're in a dream right now?
I don't know. Let me pinch you and find out.
Ow! Nope, that's not it.
Oh, then I don't know, Harry. If I find out anything, I'll let you know.
Thanks, I really appreciate that, Dean.
Okay.
Who else can we ask?
Well, look, there's Seamus.
Seamus?
Hey, Harry.
I'm wondering if you know of any weird posters appearing on people's bedroom walls.
You know, Harry, one time I heard a story.
Oh.
About a hippogriff. There's a spider on my ceiling.
There's a spider. Oh no, it's Erica.
You know, it, funnily enough, it was a story about Aragog. In his little spider lair, there was a poster of another spider.
Oh my god.
It was quite scandalous.
What?
Because it wasn't his wife.
It wasn't? Who was it?
It was his mistress.
Aragog had a mistress?
Well, I mean, you know, how do you think they have that many babies?
Beats me. That's a good point that you made there.
Oh, damn it.
That's not a spider.
It's a fly! I can live with that. Alright.
Oh, wow. So we've gotten off track. Where did this poster come from? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know, Harry. I was busy preparing for Quidditch tryouts. I know you're not actually looking for a new player, but I'm just hoping, you know, maybe one day you'll actually let me be on the team, or is it just Weasleys who are allowed to be?
Oh, man, you know what? That's a good question. Anyway, oh, look, there's Neville.
Hi, Harry. How are you?
Hey, hanging in there. I just have a question. Do you know where this Snape poster may have come from?
Oh, no, I don't like that. I don't know if I could come in this room anymore. You need to figure out how to get rid of that, Harry. That's my worst nightmare.
Okay. Relax. It's okay. It's just a poster. It's not him. For actually.
Okay, well, that's better. Because, you know, I would put nothing past Snape. But he might come into the room through that poster. What if he's watching us?
Okay. Go somewhere else. I think you're late for divination. Go.
Oh, blimey. I bet she already foresaw that. And Neville goes scampering out of the room.
Who else is a Gryffindor?
That's everybody in the Gryffindor second year dormitory, Harry!
Oh, boy. Well, I guess we're gonna have to wander around the castle and ask everybody that we see.
Well, you know, I think... This is what I think, Harry.
What do you think?
I think we should just go straight to the source.
Snape himself?
Yeah.
You think Snape put a poster of himself in my bedroom?
No, but I think he would be able to figure out who took that photo of him. Because look, he's masticating.
That is true. He is, in fact, masticating in this photo.
Yeah. So, you know, someone had to be there when he took the picture.
That is true. So let's go venture off to the Slytherin tower and see if we can find...
Slytherins don't live in a tower? What are you talking about, Harry?
Slytherin.
They live in the dungeons the sewer rats that they are.
You're distracting me. The Slytherin dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
And see if Snape is there.
It's dead. Alright, so wait, I want to get some breakfast first.
Oh.
To the Great Hall!
Okay, I guess we're getting breakfast first. You know what? While we're there, maybe we can ask more people while we eat.
All right. You know what I think you should do, Harry?
What?
I think you should talk to your future crush, Cho Chang.
Cho Chang. My future crush? What do you mean?
What? You haven't read the books?
Oh, look, there she is. Hey, Cho Chang.
Hiya, Harry.
Well, do you know, I know that you wouldn't have been able to come into my dorm room, of course.
No, that's not true, Harry. Girls can go into the boys' dormitories. I'm not speaking from experience.
But also, you're a Ravenclaw and I'm Gryffindor and
but I know the password. Oliver Wood gave it to me. The password is fizzing wispies.
Okay. Well, so, okay. Then that kind of changes my question. Do you know where this poster came from? There's a poster of Snape masticating on my bedroom wall.
Oh, you know what, Harry? I swear I saw Fred and George
George walking around with a giant covered poster board
Fred
last night.
Fred and George.
You might be able to catch them. They're okay. Down by the Whomping Willow.
Down by the Whomping Willow? Uh-huh. That sounds dangerous.
Well, it's Fred and George.
That's very true. All right, I guess I'm going to go head over that way.
Oh, Harry, do you have any pumpkin pasties?
I do not.
Oh, what good are you then?
Okay, bye, Cho Chang. I'll see you next year when I like you.
And then our narrator steps in to wonder, why would Harry like her after that? That was an unnecessarily rude comment.
Oh, suddenly I'll find her attractive next year, but not now.
Okay.
Anyway. As I head over to, where am I going again?
The Whomping Willow.
Whomping Willow. I see Hermione.
Hello, Harry. How are you today?
I could be better. There's a big poster of Snape on my bedroom wall, and he's masticating.
Well, that's just disturbing. I don't know why anybody would want that on their walls.
Cho Chang seems to think that, that George and Fred have something to do with it.
Oh, you know, if they could just buckle down on their studies, maybe they wouldn't do these things, and we could all just get O's on our OWLs, but no, they're just busy causing trouble. That's why they didn't become prefects, you know. They won't, because they're not going to be fifth years until next year.
Yep. Anyway, you go, save
did you know, Harry?
Some elves or whatever.
Wait, what's wrong with the elves?
Nothing. I just told you to go save them.
Oh my goodness! I'll be back, Harry.
Okay. Anyway, so Ron. Okay. Oh look,
she needs to sort out her priorities.
She yeah. Anyway, here. Oh look, there's Fred and George right now.
Fred, George, can we talk to you for a moment?
I have a question for you.
Oh, hi, Harry.
When I woke up this morning, I looked above my bed, and there was a big poster of Severus Snape there. And
weird.
I was wondering if either of you had anything to do with it.
Now, why is it, Fred, that every time something weird happens, everybody just assumes it's us?
Because it is you.
I am insulted. No, no, Fred, I'm not just insulted. I am bamboozled by the audacity of this accusation. who told you? Who told you it was us, Harry?
Well, Cho Chang thinks that it might have been you because she said that she saw you walking around with a big poster board yesterday.
Of course she saw us walking around with a big poster board.
Well, what was that about?
That was our poster of Bilton Blimes, the owner of Zonko's Joke Shop.
And why did you have that?
Because he's our hero, Harry. And perhaps we just wanted a poster of him in our dormitory.
Okay, well, let's see it.
All right, we'll go and show you. And they take a quick trip back to Gryffindor Tower, where indeed there is a poster of the owner of Zonko's Joke Shop.
Okay, I guess I owe you an apology.
I would say so. Maybe we're not going to share some super cool relic with you next year, and then they run off to go do whatever it is they do.
Okay, so we're still no closer to figuring out where this poster came from.
Potter?
Yes, Professor?
Why is there a picture of me in your room, and why am I in Gryffindor Tower?
You just appeared before me. I don't know. Well, how did you get here?
I don't know. I was taking a bath, and then I wound up here.
Oh no, Neville was right. The poster made you appear out of nowhere.
I don't like it, Potter.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I don't like it either. I would also like to know why this poster is here. I woke up and it appeared out of nowhere. And I've been working all morning to try to figure out how it got there.
All morning? You think working all morning towards something is an accomplishment, Potter? I've been working for years to become the Defense Against the Dark Arts professor,
It
Potter.
Just appeared when I woke up and it's only been an hour.
You think that's an excuse? Such like your father. Strutting about, acting as if an hour is hard work.
My father did not strut, nor do I.
Yeah, that's what you think, Potter.
So you're telling me you have no idea how this poster got here?
No, but I would like to know who took that picture of me.
Wait a second, so you didn't even know who took the picture because it's of you masticating?
That was a private moment with me and my bowl of fish and chips.
Okay, so there's no one with you when you're eating this fish and chips?
Not that I know. I was sitting in the Great Hall.
So how would the picture have been taken?
Magic. In a magic school.
Magic in a magic school.
Yes, imagine that, Potter.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I know which student is always carrying a camera.
Creevy.
Colin Creevy.
Oh, that's true. We should talk to Colin Creevy. Where would he be right now?
I believe I saw him walking down to the Great Hall not moments ago. Well, I wouldn't have seen that because I was transported from my bathtub.
Why aren't you? Not that I want you to be, but how is it that you're fully clothed?
Sensors.
You were in the bathtub not naked?
Who gets naked when they're taking a bath?
Everyone, you freak!
Well, they're doing it wrong. Anyway, Potter, I believe we would find Mr. Creevy in the Great Hall.
Okay, well, let's go find him.
And another trip back down to the Great Hall would find one Colin Creevy sitting at the Gryffindor table enjoying a delicious bowl of owl-o's and harassing the local Hogwarts students with his giant camera. Hiya, Harry!
Oh, God. Hey, Creeves.
Do you mind if I
call you Creeves?
Oh, Harry Potter gave me a nickname! Oh, this is the greatest day of my life!
Okay, great. So there's a poster of Professor Snape here in my bedroom.
Wow, that picture looks so familiar.
Do you know anything about it?
Well, I took that picture, but I didn't print it on a poster.
Interesting. And you have no idea who could have done it?
Well, I don't know. It was, you know, I was just developing my film so it would move. And then all of a sudden, something hit me on the head and I passed out for like 2 hours. But when I woke up, I just got back up and went about my business.
You're so fucking stupid. Okay, so I think that whoever it is that hit you on the head is the one who took your film.
Well, you know, Harry, I did see a brief reflection of somebody in the developing liquid.
Oh, and who was it?
Well, I think that it could have been Susan Bones.
Susan Bones?
Susan Bones. You know, she just doesn't get a lot of FaceTime in the books. So, might as well be her.
Okay, well, do you know where she is?
I saw her at the greenhouse, as Hufflepuffs tend to do.
I'm gonna look for Susan Bones and see if she knows anything.
Wait, Harry, wait, I need a picture.
Shh.
And the blinding flash of the camera caused spots to appear in Harry's eyes for hours to come.
Okay, well, anyways, I don't know how I'm gonna recover from that, but let me, I'm gonna just rub my eyes here. Great. Let's go find Susan Bones.
Ah, those Hufflepuffs. They look so innocent, but they're not. You know, their mascot is a badger, because badgers don't give a fuck.
Great. Are you coming? Do you want to accompany us on our endeavors for today, or are you just gonna...
No, I wish to brood in my potions classroom about my lost love, Lily Evans. What was that? Goodbye. And Snape whisks himself away to the potions room, okay, where he spends all day brooding over a picture of Lily Evans.
So, as we walk on over to... Where are we going?
The greenhouse.
The greenhouse.
Oh, look, Harry. There's Susan Bones.
Oh,
with that venomous tentacula.
There she is.
Oh, no.
Harry, it just ate her.
Oh, my God.
Quick, save her.
How?
Oh,
a venomous tentacula, for those who may not know, and I could be wrong as the narrator, I've always imagined it to look like a giant Venus flytrap. So,
that's what...
So, I assume we could simply, Harry and Ron could simply pry its mouth open and pull Susan Bones' body out.
Feed me.
Feed me, Potter. Feed me all night long.
You can do it.
Free.
All right. I don't know if we can afford that.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, so.
Oh, we got her, Harry. We got her.
Oh, well, she's kind of slimy.
Ooh, and I think he ate her hair.
Oh.
Sorry, Susan.
Anyway, are you okay? Are you good, Susan?
I don't know what happened, Harry. I was feeding it, and then it decided that the little pellets weren't good enough. It wanted my blood.
Oh, boy. That's a different show.
But thank you for saving me.
You're welcome. I'm going to let you settle for a minute, and then I have a question for you.
All right, I really would like to just wash all the slime off.
We don't have time for that.
What?
Here's some paper towels.
This isn't going to do anything.
Anyway, I have a question for you.
Okay.
In my dorm room... when I woke up this morning, I saw a poster of Severus Snape.
Yeah, I know that picture.
You know exactly what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Do you know how it got there?
Well, actually, I took the picture from Colin just because I thought it was a beautiful work of art, and then that bastard Zacharias Smith came.
Zacharias Smith?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened?
And he told me this picture wasn't for innocent little girls like me. And he took it!
Okay, so do you know where he is?
He's at the Quidditch pitch.
The Quidditch pitch, of course he is. That's where he would be. Okay.
Because he's a pro.
Right? Alright, well, you can go take a fully clothed shower, because that's apparently what people do.
Who told you that?
Never mind. And we're gonna go to the Quidditch pitch to find Zacharias.
Bye, Harry!
Bye!
Blimey, Harry. This has got more twists than a maze.
Oh, boy. Yeah, just when you think that we're gonna get to the bottom of it, turns out someone else is involved.
I can't believe it, Harry. You know, that Zacharias Smith always seemed like a jerk to me.
I mean, his name is Zacharias.
I mean, that part's not his fault, but it definitely doesn't help.
That's the name of a jerk.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
Anyway. Oh, so here we are. It only took us 3 seconds to get here.
Well, you know, we travel by map here at Hogwarts.
Oh, look, there's Zacharias.
What do you want, Potter?
Zacharias, I wonder if you have any... thing to do with the poster of Snape above my bed this morning.
Yeah, I know. That's my poster.
And?
And some asshole in Gryffindor took it.
Who?
Ugh, Oliver Wood.
Oliver Wood?
Yeah.
Why did he take it?
I don't know. Talked about Quidditch motivation and snitches and quaffles, and then he ran off talking about how it's your fault you didn't win the Quidditch Cup last year.
Okay, well, he's right there, because he's a Quidditch person also, and it makes sense that he would also be in Quidditch.
Hello, Harry. How you doing?
Hey, Oliver. Zacharias here says that you took the Snape poster from him.
I did.
And do you know how it got above my bed?
Aye, I put it there.
Why?
Well, because, Potter, you need to get better at handling the pressure of major sporting events. And if you have your least favorite professor looming over you every time you want to take a nap or, you know, go to bed, if you can defeat that, you can defeat anything.
But why, of all pictures of Snape, you chose one where he's masticating?
Well, because it's terrifying. I mean, look at that. He's eating those fish and chip as if he was a bear.
It's true.
And eating his young. Not that bears do that, but that's what I think.
Okay. Well, can I tell you that I don't think that's very motivating, and I think that it would actually do the opposite and just, like, terrify me into not wanting to go anywhere or do anything ever again?
I hate to break it to you, Potter, but I put a permanent sticking charm over it. So you're kind of stuck with it.
Not only that, though, Oliver, but it made him appear.
Well, now, I didn't do that. I just took the picture from Zacharias, who took it from Susan Bones, who took it from Colin Creevy, who took the picture in the first place.
So you don't know who put a charm on it to make Snape appear in the Gryffindor Tower?
I don't have time for that, Potter. I'm training to become a secret, a professional Quidditch keeper. I don't do spells like you lesser humans.
So not only is it going to permanently stick onto my wall, but it's going to make Snape randomly apparate to where I am?
Well, you know, we're not allowed to apparate on the grounds of Hogwarts, no. But could just make him appear. Which is essentially what apparition is.
Yeah. Loophole, I guess.
Yes, it's a loophole that only affects Snape and the picture of Snape.
Right. You seem to know a lot about it for someone who didn't put the charm on it.
I don't know what you're talking about. How dare you, Potter? Did you know, Potter, that it's your fault we lost the Quidditch Cup last year because you had to go and murder Professor Quirrell?
First of all, I murdered Voldemort.
Who was attached to Professor Quirrell?
That was his own fault.
And your point?
And my point is that I saved the school from a lot of turmoil by doing that.
And my point, Potter, is that if you didn't come to school here, we wouldn't have all of that turmoil to begin with.
I can't help it if I would... It's not like... If you get accepted in Hogwarts, it's not like you can exactly say no.
Are you sure? Have you tried?
Shut up, Oliver. Help me get this charm off of this stupid poster already.
Fine. Now, I will do it under one condition.
And what is that?
My condition is you promise not to get into any scrapes that will prevent you from participating 100% in Quidditch.
I can't promise that, Oliver.
Well, then, you know what? That poster above your wall sounds like a you problem.
What am I gonna do?
And mysteriously, out of the shadows, comes Professor McGonagall.
Oh, McGonagall, you can help us.
Oh, hello, Potter. How are you today?
Not great. Okay.
Oh, no.
There is a permanently stuck poster of Professor Snape masticating on fish and chips in my dorm room, and it's charmed or something to make it so that Snape appears randomly wherever I am, or I guess just in the Gryffindor Tower or something, whatever it is, and I don't know how to get... I know how it got there, but I can't get rid of it, and I can't get rid of the charm either, and I don't know what to do.
Aye, Potter, that's terrible. I will help you, because...
Your Scottish accent is amazing, by the way.
Oh, thank you. It's from an entire 3 years of playing a Scottish character in D&D. And I couldn't get the accent that well when I was playing that character.
Anyway,
Well, Potter, you know what? What Mr. Wood here was just telling you was a lie. Not everything can be permanently stuck. I can permanently unstick it.
Oh, thank God.
And you know what we can do with the poster?
What?
We can put it somewhere where Severus will have to apparate to.
Which would be?
I don't know. I have to think. What would be the
best location to banish Severus to during the Quidditch season?
A fireplace?
No, I don't mean to kill him, Potter. I understand you and most of the student body would like that, but I am a professional.
Okay.
I think we should banish him to the second floor girls' laboratory.
That is exactly what I was going to say.
And Moaning Myrtle can cry on him every time he's in there.
Oh my god.
And then we can lock the door.
Don't you think that that would be kind of inappropriate because she's like a 16-year-old girl?
All right, fine. Wait, no, Potter. Potter, I understand that this won't happen for another 2 years, but I've been working on my divination. And let me just tell you that Moaning Myrtle is going to take a gander when you are in the bathtub.
What
in
are you
2 years.
About?
Exactly. So I, you know,
yeah,
she
but
may technically only be 16, but she's not really 16.
I know. The actor who played her was like 32.
Actor? What are you talking about?
I don't know. What?
All right, fine. We won't banish him to the second floor bathroom. We will banish him to... We will banish him to... Oh, the divination classroom.
Oh, okay.
It will be lovely. Because Sybil, you know, I never took much in stock by divination. So Sybil can enjoy having Severus around all the time.
Okay, that sounds like a great idea.
And Professor McGonagall, hero that she is, whips out her wand and performs a whole bunch of complicated maneuvers. And kaboom! There is a puff of smoke. Go back to your dorm room, Potter. Everything will be fine.
Thank you, McGonagall. You're a lifesaver.
10 points to Gryffindor.
Okay.
Because I can.
And scene.
That was so chaotic.
We are Christine, we do improv. Just had to get that in, sorry.
Yeah. I don't know, I really caught the groove of Oliver Wood's accent. Everyone else was going in and out, but Oliver stayed.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God. That was
that
great.
Was fun.
That was not a disaster.
That was a journey.
It was a journey.
I enjoyed it.
And a triumph.
Yes, it was. I hope everyone else enjoyed it as much as we did.
Probably not.
Probably not. But, you know, we had some entertaining bits there, like me trying to kill a fly while improvising.
Yeah. Alrighty, Rue. What do we got next?
Well, I found a picture of some friendly reminders. And this is really for people who saw the movies but didn't read the books.
Okay.
So, here are some friendly reminders that, you know, after that half hour of chaos, now we're just going to sober you all up. Friendly reminder that Sirius never got to know the truth about his brother. Mm-hmm. That his brother wasn't just a total asshole Death Eater. That he actually repented for what he did and then died. Because that's the Harry Potter way.
Yep.
Friendly reminder that James and Lily lost both their parents before they were 20. Sure, Harry can relate. James died this one hurts. James died thinking Lily and Harry would survive. That's sad.
Oh.
He got one out of two.
Oh.
Because literally he said, Harry and go.
That's right.
Like, literally, like, people want to shit all over James.
Also, hold on a second. Can we talk about how these are not friendly reminders?
I don't think the person ever actually meant. Yeah, the actual thing at the top says stop calling them friendly.
Oh, well, there you go.
But, like, as much as people want to shit on James, like, he knew he wasn't going to survive fighting Voldemort. He didn't actually even have his wand.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, braver than anything Snape has done.
True.
He's like, I know I'm going to die. He's like, I know I have no chance, but I'm going to try anyway. Just to give them the chance to escape.
Yeah.
Whereas Snape was like, yeah, save Lily, but who gives a shit about her husband and child?
Right.
So, you know what? There. Boom. It's my argument why James is better. Sirius found James's dead body when he entered the Potter house. You could see why Sirius went crazy.
I mean, there are a bunch of reasons why Sirius.
But that's what really catapulted it. Sirius could have defeated Peter if he wasn't already half insane because of what he just saw. Yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, all of these things are coming from, I'm assuming it's a Tumblr post. Oh, that's a throwback of Black Lily Queen.
Just, you know, credit where credit's due. Right, yeah.
Sirius relived this moment every time the Dementors came near him. I don't know necessarily if that's true, because Sirius never went insane in Azkaban.
Right.
Like, he was obsessed with the fact that he knew he was innocent. And I feel, well, I mean, I guess Harry never really went insane either, and he would relive that stuff when Dementors came near him, so never mind. My point is moot. Or as a moo, as Joey Tribbiani would say.
Right.
This person spelled Dementors wrong in the post.
It's okay.
Remus went to the funeral alone. That's if there was a funeral. But either way, he went alone. Because all his friends were dead, or in prison, or transfigured as a rat for 12 years.
Not much of a friend anyway.
Yeah. Remus probably begged Dumbledore to give Harry to him. Which...
I would argue that, yeah.
Although, I could totally see him doing that, but also, like, he wouldn't even... Based on, like, what I read on Pottermore, he wouldn't even go near his own father. Because he was afraid of, like, retribution from being in the Order of the Phoenix.
Yeah.
So would he have begged Dumbledore for Harry? I mean, fanfiction-wise, sure. I totally see it. But I think he was worried about others' safety from being associated with him.
Maybe.
So I don't think he would have begged. He might have...
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. My debate. Counterpoint.
Yeah. Remus was alone for every full moon for the next 12 years. That's after having friends who literally did illegal magic so he wouldn't have to be alone.
Yep.
Take the knife, twist it. Sirius could have escaped from Azkaban earlier but stayed because he blamed himself for what happened. I don't think that's true.
Yeah, I have to disagree on that one also.
I don't think he had the motivation to escape.
Right.
His motivation came when he realized Peter was still alive.
Yeah.
So I don't really know if I agree with that one.
Yeah.
Peter was the only one of the Marauders to be there on Harry's first day of school.
Huh.
Because he scabbers.
Right.
I hate that so much.
Oh my god, I never even thought of
that. I didn't either until I read this.
Oh.
I hate that so much.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that.
No.
Hence why it's not a friendly reminder.
Yeah. Peter spent more time with Harry than the other Marauders. Again, that sucks. It's nothing friendly about that.
Ooh, I hate that.
Remus most likely heard about everything that happened between Harry and Quirrell and in the Chamber of Secrets and was scared to death.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did he hear, though? Like, was the Daily Prophet really, like, advertising it?
Maybe.
I don't know. Because, I mean, like, in Sorcerer's Stone, Dumbledore tells Harry, like, what happened between you and Professor Quirrell down in the dungeons is, like, a mystery, so naturally the whole school knows, something like that.
Yeah. Maybe, I guess.
I don't know. That one's a bit of a head-scratcher.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there were all those not-friendly reminders about shit.
So we started you off on a high and ended you off on a low.
Wait, do I have another meme?
Meme? Yeah,
to have something prepared.
Let's pick it back up.
Oh, the one taught me meme.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I hate it so much. Here it is. So it's a four pictures. It's of Sirius, Draco, Snape, and Hagrid. And for Sirius, it says one taught me love. Draco, one taught me patience. Not quite sure on that one, but whatever. Hagrid says, one taught me I shouldn't have said that, which is cute. I like that.
Yeah.
And one taught me pain. Now, is it pain from being a total dick?
Yeah.
Or is it pain from loss. I'm leaning towards the former.
And also, like, and this is the in reference to the Ariana Grande song, but I want to circle back to the One Taught Me Patience thing.
Cause, oh, wait, that is the Ariana Grande song.
Yeah, the Thank You Next.
Oh, yeah. I never knew that. Okay.
Which, so, the, like, that's the lyrics, yeah. And they're putting whoever fits the best with that, which... But I don't know if Draco taught me patience.
What, were you just, like, waiting for him to not be an asshole? Like,
is that what we're talking about? I mean, I guess.
I would have said, like, patience.
Be patient, Neville? Because he'll...
Neville, because Harry was very patient with Neville with helping him realize his full potential.
Yeah, that
to become that a
might
badass.
Be yeah, that might be more fitting. I think. I guess we can say that like we were patient with Draco to like realize that he was going down the wrong path.
Yeah, or like honestly, I don't even know if I would put Sirius with One Taught Me Love. I would put Sirius with One Taught Me Pain because of the pain of losing Sirius. One Taught Me Love. As much as I hate the pairing, either put Ginny there or put Ron and Hermione because they taught him. To love,
feel like when it comes to the Harry Potter series and love, I feel like it needs to go beyond like romantic love.
Yeah, well, that's why I said you could put Ron and Hermione.
I would put Molly for that.
Oh, that's a good one.
She was the first person to give him a present.
That's true, like an actual present and not like a. Ball of lint like the Dursleys gave him.
Yeah. I mean, if we're not counting the
invisibility
cloak, which was more of like an inheritance.
Yeah. Or who taught me patience? Dudley.
Yes.
Dudley would have been a good one.
Yes.
Because it took Dudley a very, very long time to realize Harry is not a waste of space. Imagine that.
Yeah.
No one can replace the I shouldn't have said that.
No, of course.
Okay, well, yeah, I would not put Snape for One Taught Me Pain. There's so many better options. You could have put Fred there.
Yeah.
Because, like, Fred was his big brother. No. There's really no reason for Snape to be there other than people are trying to make him the hero that he's not. Just saying.
Yeah.
So, there we go.
So, yeah. I guess that's all we have for you today. But tune in next time. Next time is also going to be a fun one.
Oh, is it going to be... It's going to be the drinking game.
I'll just give you a little taste. Next time, Christine found this really fun-looking drinking game that is Harry Potter... You did, yeah.
Okay, good.
Is Harry Potter themed. Christine doesn't drink.
I don't.
But I do.
Yes.
So
she'll be taking an Uber home.
I will not drive next time. Christine is going to monitor me and make sure that I don't die because going to be drinking both.
This will be safe, I promise.
We've done
this before.
Yeah.
And everyone
we've done a variation of this before. Christine ate
cookies.
In lieu of drinking alcohol, this time I think she's gonna drink soda.
Yeah,
it's gonna be fun, and depending on the time and how inebriated I am, we might do something else also.
Yeah,
but that's what we're gonna do next time.
Yeah,
and that'll be
an adventure.
Another adventure. It could be disastrous. It could be chaotic. It could be entertaining. It could be all of those.
I think it's gonna be all
rolled into one. I predict it's gonna be all of those. But anyways, so we'll see you next time. Toodaloo.
Bye.